Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I believe it was last week, Dave Harrigan, as we include Shalette in the conversation. Of course, she's not here. You know, she used to come in fine. It was fun, you know. When she could get her, when she got her salad down the street, that's when she would come in. It was last week. She said, how would you like to have the former Attorney General, Eric Holder, on? That's, of course, after she confused him with Stedman Graham. And Dave, I thought it was a good idea. You thought it was a good idea. We would have the former Attorney General on. There'd be plenty to discuss, right?
Yes. Yes.
Who's having Eric Holder on her show tomorrow?
Okay. Sir, I tried. Okay. I set him up for Tuesday at 1 o'clock. I showed you the receipts. Okay. You saw the receipts. I sent the screenshot to you. You said thank you. I called Dave Harrigan after I had Eric Holder's personal assistant on the other line. I said, Dave Harrigan, what number do you want Eric Holder to call in on? Because he don't trust Chad Hartman with his personal cell phone number the way he trusts me with it now, since we're so close and everything.
Yeah.
Dave said, Shaletta, I'm so sorry. We're not going to be able to do it. And I said, you got to be kidding me. After I went through all this.
We were busy trying to help feed people and homelessness.
Interrupting homelessness.
I appreciate
all really. Of those efforts. Mm-hmm. But I had to do a lot to get that done because I did not want to come back on this show and you say, oh, Shaletta promised she was going to get Eric Holder on.
Was that my voice? My voice again. There you go. Let me hear that.
Oh, Shaletta was going to promise us that she was going to get Eric Holder on here. Did she do it? No. What happened?
Is that just any white guy you're doing there? Or is that B?
Everybody except Blois. I can't get that white. My white meter doesn't go up that high. Did you snort?
I did. I'm snorting the older I get. I mean, I can't get that much whiteness in me. I would think, if you're pals with him, Dave, if you're pals with somebody, you could have him on Wednesday, you could have him Thursday. We could have him on right now together.
No, you told me Tuesday at 1. I met my part of the requirement, the obligation, okay. And I need you to let the great people in the great state of Minnesota know I did my part. Y'all let me down. So do you know what I had to do after I did all that work to get that time on
I'm sure
schedule?
It was a struggle.
I had to work myself because I wound up having to get him on one of my podcasts.
Yep.
I had to interview him on ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. And then, because I'm a good Samaritan, I went ahead and wrote a story for WCCORadio.com. I was like, you know what? This is work. I don't like working. You know, if you had done it, then it would be the newsroom's requirement to do that story. But since I had to do it on my podcast network, I was responsible for writing the story. So this is really all your fault because you told me Tuesday at 1. That's what you said.
Well, you caught me off guard, and I very briefly forgot we were interrupting homelessness. And we did and raised a lot of money. I still haven't heard why we couldn't do it, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Because we're going to do it on my show on Saturday.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. I might even come in the studio.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And he is also coming to town, is that right?
He will be here tomorrow. He is the keynote speaker at the Minnesota Association of Black Lawyers 30th Annual Gala. They raise money for scholarships for law students throughout the state. And so they'll be having their big annual event. It is amazing. I am the keynote speaker. I mean, who else in town are they going to get, right? I'm the best one. And so they got me doing it. And so here's the cool part. So Eric Holder's wife is probably going to be looking for me. But I asked him, I said, what color are you wearing? And he said, I'm wearing blue. I said, cool, I could wear blue too. And we could be looking like Peaches and Herb or Ashford and Simpson or something. So we're going to be matching.
I mean, you think they're going to be the talk of the town now, Dave? Is that what you're saying?
I think CJ's going to come back to the Star Tribune just to write about it.
Oh, my God. If CJ was still writing, you would be in her column. Every third column.
You know what? I told Lindsay Peterson this the other day. I said, these TV stations, these radio stations, these newspapers, they're being real roguish right now. Because if CJ was in town, they wouldn't get to, like, lay people off and let folks go and minimize their responsibilities and requirements and put out these BS PR statements and news releases about what's happening. They would be forced to tell the truth. There's nobody holding the media accountable because they let Reggie Wilson go at Carolina. 11 and Alexis Rogers is gone, and then Amelia is no longer doing certain news at Channel 4.
I got an idea.
All this other stuff.
So I got an idea.
CJ needs to come back and hold these people accountable.
I mean, you know her better than me. I don't think that's going to happen, but how about Shaletta Brundage as the media gossip columnist and you offer yourself up? Well, first of all, you could do it here, although we might end up getting sued a lot. If we do, I have no part of this.
I would get
none.
It sponsored, and I don't like sharing my money with anybody. So I would get it sponsored, and I'd want to keep 100% of the profit. So it would definitely be at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. Well, people are already coming anyway. I don't know. I mean, I'm gonna just tell you, CJ. It took years for her to get all of the sources and spies that she got. And she was really good at what she did. I don't know if we ever appreciated it. We might not have liked it, but she was really good at what she did. And that took a lot of work. And I don't know that I have that in me.
Yeah. Holder interview in your pajamas.
I did. I did. How did you know you watched? I did. I sure did. I did it in my pajamas. And it was a 1 o'clock interview. In fact, I'm still in my pajamas. You know I don't come out when it starts getting cold. Somebody said the other day, Shaletta, I haven't seen you. You won't see me again until April.
Okay.
And you know, my son told me this morning, he was like, Mom, why do I have hand warmers and a coat? I have three layers. I don't need all this. I was like, your mama's from Texas, okay? Put all of this stuff on, make me happy, and go on the school. He's probably going to run away when he turns 18 and not call back soon.
Oh, try 16. I mean, the men in your life don't stick around, if you've noticed.
I tried to call Andrew the other day, and it rang, and it went to voicemail. And you know me, so I hung up and called right back because I thought maybe, you know, he didn't see. And so then it went to voicemail again, so I texted him, and he texted back. He said, and this is like on Wednesday. He said, Mom, I'll talk to you Sunday at 6:30. That's our time to talk. But what if I want to talk before then?
Well, you went up there multiple times stalking him. Okay.
I ended the conversation. I went up unannounced. Okay. That's the difference.
No. You hid behind a car. Okay. Yes or no? Is that yes or no? Dave, if you go visit someone, they're not expecting you, and you're hiding outside where they're at, and you're crouching down behind a car, that is called stalking,
that
yes
is,
or no?
That is absolutely chargeable.
That's the definition?
Yeah, okay. That is. Okay, I want to talk about clothing and something the Secretary of Transportation said the other day and broaden it out. Because I'm curious if you think he has a point and if our listeners believe Sean Duffy has a point. We're with the Queen. She will have a conversation with Eric Holder, the former Attorney General during Barack Obama's presidency. You'll hear that noon to 3 tomorrow. I want to remind you about reliability and accountability and something in your life that hopefully you will rarely use. And the tough part is, you still pay for it because in case of these emergencies developing, you need it. I'm talking about insurance. I'm not talking about your health insurance. I'm talking about for a condo, a house, a cabin, a car, maybe a boat, whatever you need someone reliable, credible, with experience, and with a big company behind the product. And that is my friend, Amber Scholl, teamscholl.com. She's been with this specific office for 15 years, running it now for multiple years. Who are they representing? American Family. One of the best, if not the best out there. I believe in American families much, and in particular, this office. When I moved back in 1990, I signed up. I periodically check on them. I sample around, and I always come back to Amber Scholl. It's not just her. It's a team. She's kind. She's thorough and absolutely worth just going online, teamscholl.com. That's S-C-H-O-L-L.com. And compare what you have right now. I guarantee you many of you are going to switch and feel better about it. American Family and teamscholl.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We continue with Shaletta. Jason will follow us. Okay, Sean Duffy, Secretary of Transportation. He's in an interview a couple days ago. And he's talking about some of the folks just acting like goofballs. Some people acting very angry, just getting upset, and a lack of cooperation and kindness. And among the things, and he did talk about just help out, right? And that's duly noted. As someone who traveled a little bit of late, I actually saw a lot of people helping. I was encouraged by it, not just people who are helping the folks in their travel party, but if others need to get something down or up or you go ahead. It was all respectful behavior. I didn't see on the recent flights, some long flights, I didn't see anything where you're like, we're shaking your head. But part of what Duffy said, too, is he's like, you know, let's be honest. A lot of people just show up in their pajamas. They dress so casually. If we would get back to the point where people would dress up more, they would act more appropriate. They would act with that respect. So textures, do you buy that? See, my theory is to both you guys, Shalette and Dave, is that if you're a little bit older, you're going to think that makes sense. You're going to think, hey, let's just use air travel. That years and years ago, I don't know, we're talking 50s and 60s, it was like, wear a suit, wear a dress, like get up for it, like where you're going to see, going to a really nice restaurant. And then slowly but surely, it has turned into wear whatever you want. So in air travel, in an overall life, not just air travel, but the Duffy conversation will start it. 651-461-9226. Do we believe that people are predisposed now because they've put more effort to dress up, to be more formal, that they're going to act, quote unquote, more appropriate when they're dressed that way compared to pajamas, shorts, whatever it might be?
Okay, so this is what I would like to say, Mr. Hartman, is that I'll go back to the old way of dressing up when y'all go back to the old way of customer service. I remember getting on a plane and getting a real plate of food and real silverware, and it came out, and they asked me if I wanted beef, chicken, or vegetarian. I remember not having to pay for every little thing, like how about you put my luggage on the plane. So if we're going to go back to some stuff, I would gladly put on a slip and some stockings if y'all would take back those bag fees and feed me something other than them damn Biscoff cookies. How about that?
Yeah, and the Sun Chips where they're all broken up. And it's a tiny bag.
I was going to say, and the bag cannot even feed one of my kids a snack. I'm a grown adult woman. What am I supposed to do with this? No. You want me to dress up? Feed me and take away those bag fees. I will put on a ball gown if I didn't have to pay bag fees to travel.
Okay, before I get to Dave on this, let me just follow up and say, what if it's not just air travel? What if it's everyday life? If you get put on the slip, put on the dress, the nice shoes, spend a little bit more time getting ready, do you think you are more inclined to be more formal in your attitude also?
No, because you are who you are. That's just window dressing. You know, I'm concerned about the heart of a person. I've had some well-dressed people treat me like trash, and I've had some people who didn't have two dimes in their pocket who looked like they could use a good bath and a hot plate of food to treat me like a queen. So I'm really more concerned about the heart of the person versus what they've got on. And so a nasty person, an ugly person, they could have on an Armani suit. They're going to still be ugly and nasty. And so we're worried about the wrong thing. What's on the outside really is not all that significant. We're more concerned about that than we are about what's on the inside. And that's really what counts.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, that's it. I think we get too hung up on old ways of, oh, you have to dress up. You have to dress up. And I get it. I just was a part of my son's wedding, and we all wore suits, and Michaela looked amazing in her wedding dress, and the other ladies looked great, and I get it. By the way, you were not allowed in the state where the wedding took place, just to make sure. You were banned from the entire state, not the area, not the wedding, the state.
I didn't even get off the plane.
I'm wearing a kind of a golf jacket-ish right now, some casual pants and tennis shoes. I can act every bit as nice, every bit as fair, every bit as kind, every bit as respectful as what I'm wearing now is the nice suit I bought for Hunter's wedding. I think we get way too hung up on, I think it's too old school, I think it's too narrow-minded. Well, you need to dress up. And when you dress up, you act a completely different way. I don't.
No. Now, one of the things that I learned early in my radio career from Lori and Julia, you remember Lori and Julia?
Oh, yeah.
Talk 107.1.
Oh, yeah.
They told me, they said, Shalette, I had just had a baby and I was still wearing the maternity clothes. And they said, listen, you sound like you got on maternity clothes. we need you. And they were like, go shopping. Do not come back to work until you go shopping. You buy you some sassy clothes. You find your sassy and sexiness, and you bring your butt back here tomorrow with a different attitude. And I'm going to tell you that my confidence was different when I got out of those maternity clothes. And that was a transitional moment and a transitional part of my life where I was learning how to be a mom. I had just had my first baby. And so coming out of those maternity clothes,
but that's different.
Get my sexy back. That's right. That's what I'm saying.
That's really
different. That's different. That's very different.
Yeah.
But just to say you dress up and you're going to all of a sudden be kind and nicer and it's going to make you change. No, you got to get to the heart of the matter, and that's the heart of the person.
All right, Dave. What do you, I'm guessing you might disagree.
I disagree on one level. I think
what
I think it's not so much what you're wearing; it's what the people you are interacting with are wearing. Because I think a lot of us, probably the vast majority of us, and it's completely without thought. It's just something that's natural to happen. If you see somebody, the same person, 2 days in a row. One time they're dressed up real nice.
Mm-hmm.
The other time they're showing up in the pajamas or some ratty gym shorts. You're going to have a thought in your head about who this person is.
You what think you're going to treat this person differently?
Yes, 100%. Most of us do. You will absolutely have something in your mind that says, all right, I need to be more formal. I need to speak a certain way. I need to act a certain way towards this person in a suit or a dress versus if they're showing up in the PJs.
Okay, so Chad, Dave, question for you. If he says, okay, to travel, we want to see everybody dressed up, and you get on a plane and everybody's listed, right? Everybody's doing what the Secretary of Transportation
mm-hmm.
says to do,
yeah, right.
and you're the only one dressed down, the next time you travel, do you dress differently? Is peer pressure going to change how you dress? If everybody starts dressing up, are you going to fall in line?
That's interesting because you both know me very well. I have a very, very, very strong defiance factor in me, which I demonstrate every moment of my life.
Company man, Chad?
And intentionally sometimes just go against things, even if I don't want to go against things, but I just do because I'm a problem. Now, I don't want to just do something. If I know everybody's showing up at an event and they're presenting themselves a certain way and they're asking me to do that, am I inclined to be so defiant that I will do that? And it's not an event, that it's not a business that I'm a part of. It's not mm-hmm. a circumstance mm-hmm. that I know mm-hmm. well. I think there's a difference. Like if it's like your work, if it's something you do all the time and you're like, no, I don't need to dress up for that. But if it's a new experience where there's a little bit more of uncertainty to it, then I'm more inclined maybe to fit in a little bit. Does that make sense? Okay, Dave's mm-hmm. rolling his mm-hmm. eyes. I'm probably still not.
You're the guy that shows up at a Wolves playoff game with a whiteout and you're one of 20,000 people wearing bright purple just because you don't want to be part of the whiteout crowd.
Well, that's also accurate. That's also 100% accurate. In fact, the first public event I ever did when I was working for DGY, Mick had bought these shirts and said everybody had to wear it. And the then marketing director, would eventually become my wife, said, well, show up. You have to wear this shirt. I go, I don't like this shirt. I don't want to wear it. And so I didn't. This is 2 weeks in. Mick and I are yelling at each other at a Target in Maplewood. We're threatening to fire me. I'm saying, go ahead and fire me. What do I care? I'm not going to wear this stupid shirt. That was 23-year-old me. So, I mean, I kind of am who I am, All right, would you? Okay, Dave, would you? If you know 99% are acting a certain way, would you feel the peer pressure to just go along?
100%.
Would you, Shaletta?
Come on now.
Yeah.
No.
We're
not today
yeah.
or ever.
Yeah.
No. But I would be looking kind of sideways and probably looked at sideways if they said, okay, so from now on they do the Allen Iverson, you know, and now on everybody got to show up on a plane with a collared shirt and khaki slacks and penny loafers and look like Carlton Banks, and I show up in my pajamas, you know, I'm going to be kind of looking at everybody a little sideways. I might be a little uncomfortable if I'm the only one on the plane in pajamas, yeah, or whatever I decide to wear that day, but I don't believe that I'll be changing my dress to fit in with the crowd.
Okay, here's another example. You invite the two of us to a big event, okay? You invite us to a big event, and you tell us it's formal. I want everybody to look a certain way. And Dave and I show up the way we're dressed up today, you'd be ticked at us.
I would be like, they don't listen. But I know who you are, and I love you anyway.
Okay.
Like, yeah. Because you can do that to me, and I'm going to show up how I show up. And I'm going to be like, you know what? I'm not surprised. Like, probably, like you were saying, 23-year-old you, like 23-year-old me might be, like, really upset. Like, oh, my God, I told these guys what to wear. They are just ruining my day. I'll be like, hey, y'all, that's Chad and Dave. Y'all know how they do. Y'all, come on. You know you're not going to pee here. Come on. Come on in. Just hold your bladder.
Among the topics here, first impressions count. Dressing well matters when the person doesn't know you. I think for some it does. I think a lot of people don't care. Thank you, Shaletta. You're 1,000% right. You rock. More text. I don't know if it would change behavior, but I am tired of a general slob and tattoos in the workplace. Great topic. The tattoo thing. I guess I don't care about the tattoos. I mean, that doesn't make I don't automatically think slob if somebody's wearing or somebody has a tattoo as a part of their body.
I'm looking to make sure that I'm not about to be a victim. Like, if you got a bunch of them, I know the ones for the, you know, that may be a threat to my family's well-being. So
yeah,
I'm like, okay,
that's
you
different.
Good, good, good. Your grandmother died. Okay, your uncle is in the military. Okay, you're good. Okay, good. Come on in. But I'm looking to see, you know, if you've been, you know, if you're affiliated.
Yeah, affiliated. That's a different situation. All right. Mm-hmm. I will enjoy the Eric Holder conversation. Thanks so much, as always, and have a great day.
You too.
Am I Wrong? Next here on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.